You've heard that old chestnut, no man is an island. Well, neither is a federal agency. Few public policies nowadays can be accomplished without at least some cooperation and collaboration among agencies. In fact, collaboration often extends to groups outside of government, whether business or nonprofits. Joining us live from the Excellence in Government Conference at the Ronald Reagan Building is one of the government's most successful collaborators. Richard Boley is director of the Office of E-Diplomacy at the State Department. Mr. Boley, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to be with you, Tom, and with your audience.
All right. Well, tell us about some of the more recent collaborations you have got going in State Department.
Well, one, I think this is very opportune that I'm talking with you, Tom, since you were the one who first broke the news about our collaborative platform behind the firewall. At that time, it was we were using the working title of Statebook. But subsequently, we opened that up to our community, the people at State Department, to vote on a name, and they actually chose Corridor, which is perfect because that's where a lot of serendipitous transactions and interactions occur, and that's exactly the kind of dynamic we were trying to promote. And since we last spoke, we have actually come out of beta with Corridor, and that was about 2 months ago, and we've had just incredible adoption. We have over 5,000 users already, and we're seeing an incredible number of fantastic serendipitous collaborations, people who don't know each other, don't know what the other knows, and yet they find each other on Corridor, and fantastic new work is being done.
Are you aware of any examples that have resulted in some new good stuff as a result of people using Corridor?
Yeah, so there was a perfect example. So, the Corridor layout, it has a box that kind of looks like your update box on any professional networking platform. And it asks, what are you working on? And so somebody put out a thorny, tough question of, something they were wrestling with. And within 2 hours, seven people on three continents collaborated to put together a robust and detailed and nuanced response to that very thorny challenge. This is something that could have taken weeks to work on alone or just within the office, and yet it was crowdsourced into our internal crowd.
Okay, well, let's talk about setting these things up. When you want people to collaborate, what kinds of expectations have to be in place so that it works for everybody that's involved?
Well, one thing that we did, we were very aggressive about this, was to reach out to absolutely everyone within the State Department who we thought may have a concern about us setting this up or how this would be established or what the rules of the road should be. And we worked carefully to bake in solutions to their concerns from the beginning. So I think form follows function. And if you are being collaborative, you're developing a collaborative tool, you can't do it in stealth mode. You need to reach out to everybody who could be affected, whose policies are relevant, and make sure that they're comfortable and that they have a seat at the table from the very beginning.
And is there evidence that people who have found each other through Corridor in the online environment have eventually gotten together face to face in actual people in the same room?
Well, this is one of those wonderful, demands that has always been out there, but hasn't been easy to solve. Which is, I'm going to a meeting with 10 people. I see all their email addresses, but I don't know who's who, and I want to make sure I'm sitting next to one of those people because I want to whisper something to them before the meeting starts, and yet I'm not sure who they are, and now I do. Now I've got a picture of the person. Not only that, but I know what university they went to and what they, what their hobbies are and what their professional interests are, and it just makes it easier to kind of break the ice and move from what could be kind of a stale business conversation to something that's much more personal.
So I guess you could call this social media. Now, will this platform, Corridor, will you make it available to other agencies that might want to use it inside their walls?
Yeah, we would be excited to, and we do and have met with dozens of agencies, dozens of other governments. We've actually met with the World Bank, with the International Finance Corporation, with even Nike has asked us to come out and talk to them. Procter & Gamble is going to come in and benchmark against us this summer. So we're all about collaboration and sharing. So we'd be eager to do that with anyone interested.
And what about interagency collaboration? That gets a little bit more complicated because you may have different policy goals or, you know, rivalries politically. I mean, you know, anything can happen. What's your experience of late been with collaborating outside of the State Department but still within the federal government?
Well, so we don't have anything exactly in that bailiwick, but something kind of close is with our Secretary Clinton Civil Society 2.0 initiative. We're doing these tech camps, and we work very closely with USAID on this. But we are also collaborating much more broadly. So this idea, in a nutshell, is to pull together civil society organizations that may not be kind of tech savvy. So we dub them analog NGOs. And we pull in technologists who oftentimes are, you know, love their technology but aren't really sure how it can be practically applied. And we bring them together for a weekend, or sorry, over 2 days, and have this tightly curated conversation that teases out problem definitions that neither would come to on their own. So we've done these in Santiago, Vilnius, in Jakarta, and in Moldova actually this week.
We're speaking with Richard Boley. He's the director of the Office of E-Diplomacy at the State Department. And it sounds like, you haven't said this implicitly, but the existence of these tools that I guess you'd call them social media tools, including Carter, do they bring out ideas from people that might not have participated if things started out with a big meeting? In other words, does the medium itself promote some kind of collaborative quality in people that live means may not?
Yeah, you know, no doubt about it. I think it can be asynchronous, whereas a meeting has to be. Everybody's got to be in the same room, so that's one big benefit. But I like to tap into or channel Lou Platt, who was the CEO of Hewlett-Packard, who once said, if HP knew what HP knows, we'd be three times more productive. I like to say if the State Department knew what the State Department knows, we'd be closer to world peace. And these tools allow us obviously it's important to collaborate with wherever the information or the power or the knowledge resides. But oftentimes you've got the answer in the cubicle next door, you just don't know it. And so if we can do a better job of just tapping in to our own internal crowd or cloud, we would be doing a great job. And then, of course, we should also be collaborating beyond our borders as well.
It sounds like you also get some pretty good support, whether tacit or explicit, from the top, from the Secretary.
Secretary Clinton has been phenomenal in promoting connection technologies and the use of really 21st century statecraft. So from the Secretary Clinton to RCIO, Susan Swart, who's been a fantastic supporter, to Janice Fedak, my immediate supervisor, deputy CIO, they all understand the power of these tools and understand that we're actually at a pivot point in technology and where these connection technologies make possible things that were unimaginable just a decade ago.
Now, in a few moments, I guess another hour or so, you'll be giving a presentation with some other federal collaborators. What advice will you give newbies to this so that want to get started and try this out where they come from?
Well, the first thing I think is, you know, it is important to have your leadership support. So demonstrating that these tools are and collaboration as a default rather than kind of hunkering down as a default is the wave of the future, and it's the best way to meet your agency's mission. That's important. So demonstrating that, and there's lots of great literature on this. Clay Shirky's Cognitive Surplus is a great book, but there's dozens of books that demonstrate this power. So getting leadership to buy in, and then start small and do proof of concepts, and don't expect something to turn the corner immediately. These are, as with anything, collaboration takes time, and don't expect a miracle overnight.
All right. Well, I appreciate that update. What's next now for your collaboration platform? Where do you want to take it now that you've got 5,000 people involved?
Well, we want to continue to grow it and make sure that the people are extracting the most value out of the platform. We've also have a couple of new things that we're working on. One is metrics and the ability to have a tool behind the firewall, which will allow us to more deeply mine and understand how our tools are working. So that's something that we're working on now. Another is through the Virtual Student Foreign Service, we have set up a crowdsourcing and micro-tasking platform, which we're really excited about. This is an opportunity to allow students from around the United States to do microtaskings, to provide surge capacities to embassies, and to get a flavor, kind of a smorgasbord approach to what is diplomacy about. And they can do this from their dorm room or the library of their own university.
Say micro tasks and surge capacity. What, you've got to explain a little bit more what that means.
So the idea is kind of like Mechanical Turk, which is an Amazon platform where I can put a task up and somebody can, you know, jump into and bid on it and do it. And so as long as I define something concisely and precisely, and so you don't have to come back for more guidance, you can just pick it up, get it done, send it back to me. I then give you, you know, like an Amazon star, you know, 1 to 5 stars for the quality of your work. We can have a leaderboard. So, you know, we've got the Virtual Student Foreign Service microtasking, you know, leader of the week, of the month. And then we can recognize those people with high impact, perhaps Secretary Clinton.
We'll have to have you back when there's some results from that one, because that sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, I know. We're really excited about it. I would love to share our experience with you and your listeners.
Richard Boley is Director of the Office of E-Diplomacy at the State Department. Thanks very much, and have a good conference.
Thanks, Tom.